Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe did not reach out to me. I reached out to him and told him that I wanted to do this.
The widow of Republican Senator John McCain, Cindy McCain, discussing why she's chosen to back former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden this November. McCain saying this morning she hopes other Republican women will do the same.
I hope that women particularly take a look at what's going on and the fact that I have stepped forward and decided to do this. I hope they will maybe take a different look and take a harder look at the race and perhaps step over the line the way I did.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today after passing away at 87 last week. A private ceremony being held for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will then be held until 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump was at a rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last evening, and in New Hampshire, Vice President Mike Pence spoke to supporters in Guilford. And a big topic at both rallies was the nomination President Trump will make to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Pence telling the rally in Guilford,
"This Saturday, President Donald Trump will nominate another principled conservative, a woman, to the Supreme Court of the United States. And after the United States Senate fulfills their duty to advise and consent, we're going to fill that seat."
Legendary running back Gale Sayers has died today. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says he passed away at 77. Sayers, a Chicago Bears legend, who scored 22 touchdowns in his rookie season in 1965. Injuries cut his career short, but he still became a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Intelligence officials reportedly believe that Russian President Vladimir Putin is directing an operation to intervene in the upcoming U.S. election. The Washington Post reporting the CIA has assessed that Putin and other top Russian officials are behind efforts to disparage Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Their efforts are also meant to sow public discord ahead of the November election. Intelligence officers making a similar determination about Putin's direct involvement in plans to disrupt the 2016 election. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher is issuing two executive orders ahead of any decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. The first order declares a state of emergency and allows Fisher to hire people to deal with possible unrest in the streets of that city, also allowing him to implement curfews and other restrictions. The second order will ban on-street parking and some parking in some downtown parks park in garages. Fisher says in a statement he's not sure when Attorney General Daniel Cameron will announce his decision in the case, but it's expected in the next few days. And one of the founding members of the Four Seasons is being remembered after losing a battle with coronavirus. Tommy DeVito was 92. He was behind hits like Big Girls Don't Cry and Sherry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And, of course, the news from Chuck Schumer's office is he's pitching a fit. Not happy with what's going on with the Supreme Court fight. He realizes the numbers are against him. And he's saying, look, I don't want to hear anything about election security briefing right now, which is quite the surprise and irony. But, you know, such is the richness of the Democratic Party and the leadership at times. This is the same party that said, boy, election security is important. We need to get briefings. And even though in previous briefings, they're quick to release, it was supposedly, was supposed to be secured information, and they're releasing it out to the media almost within hours of said briefings to be distributed to them. But in this particular case, Schumer said, look, because you guys aren't playing fair as we determine it to be, we don't want to hear about election security briefings. But yet Nancy Pelosi and the other leadership had previously made it known that, you know, security briefings on elections are most important. So obviously the conflicts keep running, you know, running their nature. And the Democrats you know, find themselves, so conflicted over this and putting out the wrong message, I believe, to the voter electorate. But this is why people are running away, I believe, you know, from the Democratic Party big time. I mean, it is amazing. I want to bring Dr. Gerard Lomero on with us right now, the author of Real World Socialism. He's a political analyst and expert on forecast models. Gerard, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing terrific. It's great to be with you.
Always good to have you on the show here. I've been traveling, as I may have shared with you, from California to Florida. We've been a bit out of a road trip and thought, well, we'll take advantage and take a look at the country up close and personal. So far, we've gone through 8 states. And I got to tell you, in traveling through the 8 states, I've only seen 2 Biden-Harris bumper stickers or signs. Donald Trump is prolific throughout the 8 states that I've traveled, which include, and when I traveled through the states, it wasn't through its entirety, but parts of. So from California to Nevada to Utah to Iowa, we also went through a portion of Arizona. You know, Iowa, we went then up through Minnesota, you know, down through Illinois and Kentucky, and we're now in Tennessee and Marsha Blackburn country, and that is the case. Not a lot of obvious signs or support for the Biden-Harris ticket. Maybe I just was unfortunate or fortunate, however we want to look at it, but there's no sense of enthusiasm for the Democratic ticket.
That's absolutely correct. I may have told you in previous shows that I study two variables, voter intensity and voter enthusiasm, as being critically important variables in the election of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, Joe Biden has a lower voter enthusiasm number than Hillary Clinton did
exactly.
in 2016, and hers were pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And his voter intensity is also very low. People will not go through a rainstorm to vote for him. You know, voter intensity means the voter will do anything to get out and vote. And that's
right.
true of Trump voters. High intensity, high enthusiasm. But Biden does not have that.
Is this why the Democrats are pushing the mail-in voting, because they know their voters are not going to come out?
Well, I think they're just hoping to be able to get people out voting that would normally vote. And I think that's part of it. But some people believe, and I don't know if it's fair or not, that one would have to guess somewhat, that they're doing it for purposes of getting illegal votes as well.
Mm-hmm.
In some states, votes mysteriously appear in elections just when the Democrats need it, because they've probably lost the election.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give an example. The 21st Congressional District in 2018 was basically held by a Republican for three cycles. And on the fourth cycle, he was declared the winner on Election Day in 2018. 3 weeks later, mysteriously votes appeared that weren't counted before, mail-in type votes, and they said that switched the election, and they gave it to the Democrat instead.
Mm-hmm.
People question those kind of elections, and they don't know if they're trying to do it here with Trump.
Well, you can tell what people are going to do based on what they've done, and that has been the case. You've got former Attorney General Eric Holder, you know, very emphatically saying there's no such thing as voter fraud, which blows me away. I mean, this is
That's not true. We do.
I mean, people are in jail, but I mean, this is a leader of the, you know, one of the leaders of the Democratic Party. This is an attorney. This is the former attorney general making these outlandish, delusional statements. And it's all to, you know, I believe, you know, poison the bloodline of the body politic. And it sets them up in much the same way as they did for Hillary Clinton. They, you know, the mainstream media, tech, everything got behind Hillary Clinton. They projected a specific expectation, didn't deliver, and so then they had to come up with their next narrative that it had to be the Russians. That's why Donald Trump got elected.
Exactly. You have nailed it. And right now, we have people saying Joe Biden's ahead by 8%, he's ahead by 12%, he's ahead by 7%. Those numbers just don't track with reality. My forecast models have proven to be much more accurate. I do it on a state-by-state basis. I do not do a national popular vote number, because it doesn't matter.
It's irrelevant.
No, if you have a poll that says Joe Biden wins the popular vote, and most of those votes are concentrated in California, where the votes are somewhat questionable in many cases,
mm-hmm.
Let's face it, that doesn't matter. What matters is who wins each election. Each election district, which is essentially a state in almost every case.
Well, we know particularly in California, according to Judicial Watch and their findings, they have over 3 million registered voters that either are deceased, no longer living in the state. I mean, on and on. I mean, they need to be removed, and they've admitted to 1.5 million that they will get out. But if you ask them if they've removed them yet, no, they have not. So going into this, and then plus you've got mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, and all this other stuff. The other thing people don't understand about mail-in voting is that they're just being mailed out in mass. Well, we know, you know, in the direct mail business, routinely, roughly about 20% of people move every year. So 20% in any given year of those addresses are invalid. They're going to go into the trash can. But in this particular case, there's going to be people collecting those mail-in votes that are not, you know, they're not deliverable, or they're not delivered, right?
Right. Actually, we prefer that they did toss them in the wastebasket. The problem is you have an apartment house where for 5 different years, 5 different people registered to vote, and that location gets 5 ballots, and they don't throw them away.
Exactly.
Some people will keep them and allow others to harvest them, and that's not fair.
Well, the temptation is there, Gerard. The precedent has already been well established where people have taken advantage of this. We saw what happened in California. Seven Republican districts got flipped in one voting cycle, which is near mathematically impossible to happen unless you cheat. But, you know, I guess we can't point out the obvious, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, they don't want to agree to that.
Well, we're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Dr. Gerard Lomero will continue on the other side of the break. He is the author of Real World Socialism. Stay with us. We've got more from him after this.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
FitSeason Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FitSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul.
saying it's a time that requires all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a Republican thing, a Democratic thing. It's an American thing, lest we lose sight of the grander picture. I mean, this is what the United States of America is supposed to be. Dr. Gerard Lomero continues with us. He reminded me that in 2019, it was his prediction that Donald Trump would be reelected. He would also, and who would have thought, chosen three Supreme Court nominees, and we're on the verge of the third, and the third one being, you know, confirmed, Gerard, because even the Democrats have had to admit that the numbers are not on their side, and not to mention that silly little thing you call the U.S. Constitution, right?
That's right. Yeah, actually, it goes back to 2016 when I wrote Great News for America that I said the next president will be Donald Trump. And then I also said that same year, early that year, that Donald Trump would pick three conservative, constitutional conservatives for the Supreme Court. And he did, as of this week, he will have done that. And that third prediction will have come true.
Well, two blogs, your most recent blogs, I want to address. First of all, let's address what I published last night. And this was your blog from last week about the Harris-Biden or Biden-Harris ticket. What is it?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting phenomenon. Last Monday, Kamala Harris referred to, you know, all the good things that they were going to do if elected president. And she said, and I'm more or less quoting word for word, that they would do a lot of good things in the Harris administration with Joe Biden as the president. So is this going to be the Harris administration where he's just a figurehead? He's just Joe Biden, the president, the figurehead, but it's really a Harris administration? And people said, well, maybe that's a Freudian slip or just a little slip of the tongue. And yet the next day in Tampa, Florida, Joe Biden comes out, talks about all the great things they're going to do for the military and that. And things have to change, and they will change in a Harris-Biden administration. Now, you have to wonder, is that two Freudian slips by the two major candidates on that ticket a day apart? Or was that actually signaling? Were they doing a signaling to their leftist, radical, off-the-chart people, Marxists, to say, hey, don't worry, this isn't Biden who's going to get elected, this is Harris.
Yes.
Is considered the most liberal senator in the U.S. Senate in 2019 based on her record.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gerard, the left sees what we see. They're seeing Joe Biden hard-pressed, you know, to maintain some sound ground and communication. He stumbles. Yes, we've known that he stuttered. You know, he's had a problem with stuttering his whole life. But this is beyond that. There is something, you know, mentally off, and everybody gets that. I mean, he comes up with numbers. I mean, he killed off, what, two-thirds of America in one sentence.
Actually,
and saying,
we're all dead, according to his numbers, because he said 200 million Americans have been killed by COVID. He said that yesterday.
Right.
But then before that, he said 150 million people were killed by gun violence. So 150 million plus 200 million, that's 350.
We're all dead.
That's the entire population.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's so bad that they don't even bother to fact check him, because it's like, no, it's just extreme.
Chris.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, what is he going to do? I mean, we've got the first debate coming up. How is he going to land this? I mean, is there enough medication to keep him sound enough? Or, you know, can he handle in 90 minutes of pressure? Because it's not going to be George Stephanopoulos and the other would be, you know, talking heads, even though you have our first moderator in Wallace. You know, what's going to happen to him?
Well, I still think there's a high probability he will not participate in the debate. There's a real possibility he could call in sick that day or the day before and say, Joe Biden is not up to it. He's not attending because he wants to, you know, he just got COVID and he doesn't want to give it to Trump or something ridiculous.
Mm, right.
Some excuse. The other possibility, I think, which is also, I think, a certain probability of happening, is that he will actually debate Donald Trump once and put his foot in his mouth pretty badly and then they will say he's ill, he withdraws from the race, and Kamala is the new presidential candidate. That could happen.
Wow.
They do a switch out because it looks like he's going to lose the election.
Yeah. 30 days before.
It can happen.
Wow.
It can happen. It doesn't normally happen, of course, but this is not a normal race, and his behavior is not normal. And it's not normal for a major party to select someone who basically could be suffering from senility.
What happens to the Democratic Party then? I mean, as it is right now, it's disassembling right before our eyes. But what happens, I mean, if that would take place?
I can go back to 2015 and tell you. That is, my prediction was that after this election, the Democratic Party would cease to exist. Sometime in early 2021, I expect they will put the shingle out. They'll take it down off the door, and this will be a party that goes into history. Just like the Whigs. The Whigs really well in the 1800s, but they're no longer around. The Democrats, I think, will no longer be around as a party. They've gone too far off the range.
Yes. Well, I had suspected that there would be a time to rebuild, a necessary time, that they are going to implode so badly here. Just trailing off of what you have predicted, my gut instinct is that there would be such a severe implosion that it would take them some time to reconstruct. Because although it's interesting, because, you know, on the other hand, we've had John Naismith for decades now predicting that the two-party system was like, dinosaurs mating, that it was ready to be extinct, right?
Right. Well, it certainly hasn't happened. I think your point about the sort of like the re-evolution of that, I think what will happen is the Democratic Party will actually go out of existence, but a new party will be named. I think it will be some type of Republican progressive type party. It will be more conservative. They'll be pro-American, but they'll be very, very liberal, and let's call them progressive.
Right.
I think some new party will form. I don't think the Socialist Party USA, that AOC and Bernie Sanders are probably going to join next year. I don't think that will become a major party in the United States because of how badly the Democrats will do this November. Mm-hmm. But I do think there'll be some sort of more moderate liberal party that will be generated in place of the Democratic Party.
And, of course, we remember the warning from George Washington, as we read back in history, about parties and what it would do in terms of its negative effect on the Constitution and this democratic republic. And we're seeing this play out, are we not?
Absolutely. The founding fathers were brilliant. They understood government. And they created the best system that's ever been created. Nobody can handle or try to come up with anything that comes close.
Well, Gerard, as we wrap things up, we've got about a minute and a half left. Your latest blog is about the potential election violence. Donald Trump has already made it known that it's unacceptable. It's not going to be tolerated. But these threats, are they real or just a bunch of hyperbole?
Well, normally I'd say they were hyperbole, but we have to look at the last 3 months. Let's face it, the Democrat blue state governors and the Democrat blue city mayors have basically enabled, empowered, and allowed and permitted violence and anarchy to take place in our cities across the country. We're not talking about just simply Seattle, Portland, Kenosha, and Minneapolis. We're talking maybe 100 cities in the country where Democratic mayors refuse to enforce the law and allow rioting and anarchy. It seems to me like their threats are real. They're threatening the country if Trump is elected. They're threatening the country if RBG's vacancy is replaced. That's
right.
Absurd. That's not America.
Yeah, and you got media talking heads like Don Lemon saying burn it down. I mean, this
right.
acceptance, I mean, it's all very dangerous. You're exactly right. This could be ripe for the happening, to say the least. Dr. Gerard Lomero, author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. has been on with us. Thank you, Gerard. Appreciate it. Take care.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe did not reach out to me. I reached out to him and told him that I wanted to do this.
The widow of Republican Senator John McCain, Cindy McCain, discussing why she's chosen to back former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden this November. McCain saying this morning she hopes other Republican women will do the same.
I hope that, women particularly take a look at what's going on and the fact that I have stepped forward and decided to do this. I hope they will maybe take a different look and take a harder look at the race and perhaps step over the line the way I did.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today after passing away at 87 last week. A private ceremony being held for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will then be held until 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Minutes before the top of the hour, here we are, Bill Martinez and Mark Morano is back with us. Number one ranked climate contrarian in the media, according to 2019 study in the journal Nature. He's also the executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, good to have you back. Lots to catch up on. And first of all, I want to talk about Climate Hustle 2 opening soon, right?
Climate Hustle 2 is the sequel to the 2016 Climate Hustle original, which dealt with the science and debunked the science. And we had prominent scientists on from the UN and others from Ivy League institutions and Nobel Prize winning scientists debunking and talking about how it's all politics and how the weather has been weaponized. In this film, we have it hosted by actor Kevin Sorbo of Hercules fame.
Yes, right.
God's Not Dead. And we go through the agenda. So the first film dealt chiefly with the science. This deals with what's behind it. Is it about controlling the climate or you? And I think you instinctively know it's about controlling humans, not the climate. So we go behind the Green New Deal, behind the UN Paris Pact, and we show you what's driving this. And essentially it's the progressive left using climate change as the latest fear excuse in order to impose their agenda of central planning, sovereignty-limiting treaties, and controlling every aspect of human endeavor. And that's really what we're talking about here. And frankly, we saw a lot of that. You know, they're lusting after the COVID lockdowns. the climate activists from the United Nations to John Kerry to Greta Thunberg are in awe of what the public has endured with the lockdown, and they want to switch from the COVID lockdown to the climate emergency lockdown.
Exactly. Why not? We've been, you know, we've been saying all along here, Mark, that America's being preconditioned. But when it comes to climate change and this disconnection from reality, most of the people are getting it. You know, even Donald Trump, again, has resisted, the whole precedent, or at least the illusion that climate change has something to do with the fires in California. Governor Newsom admitted that no, it's really more about forest mismanagement, though there was somebody there on the team that still wanted to insist that climate change was something to be considered.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a, what's the word I'm looking for? This is a conformity, an obedience that anyone on that side of the aisle, you can't even hint that climate change is not the reason, or else you lose your talking points. So I think Governor Newsom, that was a surprising thing that he did that, but that's a rare thing that they will say that. But what's interesting is when it's not politicized, you know, at Climate Depot, I had an article from New York Times article from 1994 talking about how California had droughts and wildfires much, much bigger in past centuries and recent times. And they actually call the 20th century and our current times the wetter times in California. So the idea that something unprecedented is happening in California, if you go back before coal-powered stations and fossil fuels and SUVs, California's drought and fires were much, much worse. You cannot pin this fire on man-made climate change. Sorry, the science isn't there, and we have to. If you go to Climate Depot, I have a whole roundup of this, and it includes all the peer-reviewed studies, all the scientists studying it. And the interesting thing is the fires on private lands are much, much less bad because the private lands are managed better, especially in logging lands where they clear tracks out and they maintain the forest, you know, whereas in the other ends they've allowed overgrowth because they want the no-use movement. Let's keep it all wild and pristine like Mother Nature intended.
Right, exactly. Well, Mark, I can tell you, I grew up in Southern California, and this has been a cycle. You know, from the day I can remember, is that we had droughts, we had fires, we had rain, and we had flood. I mean, it sounds like a James Taylor song. And that's what happens. I mean, it's a cyclical thing that happens all the time here in Southern California, and they've been told for a long time. But, you've got these preservationists that are overruling common sense, and here it is. We have these outlandish fires that keep on happening, and now they just got to blame it on something. They cannot blame it on their own poor policies.
No, they can't, and that's what that's where we reach the absurd heights. You know, last week when Joe Biden actually did that outdoor press conference where he literally said, first of all, he called Trump a climate arsonist. Now let's talk about that for a moment. Originally, you had climate denier. Now, climate denier was meant to evoke images of a Holocaust denier. You know, you deny the Holocaust, you're an evil person. You deny climate change, you're an evil person. And now, lest you think I'm just being a figure of speech here, I have a whole bonus chapter in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, just with all the quotes from the climate activist community comparing climate skeptics to Nazis and Holocaust deniers. And I'm not making that up. I'm talking about columnists from the Boston Globe to NASA's lead global warming scientist, the politicians, the New York Times columnists. This is what they do. So climate denier has been invoked. Now, starting in a couple of climate activists in Canada, and I believe it may have even been Al Gore at one point last year, they're starting to use this new phrase, climate arsonist. The idea is that you're just burning down the earth. So that's what they're debuting this in the presidential campaign. You're no longer a climate denier, you're a climate arsonist. But the idea is, he actually said, if we're going to have more of this if Trump wins re-election, vote for me. Obama said something similar in 2012. He said extreme weather isn't a hoax, and if you want to do something about it, you can vote in this election. And oddly enough, Obama won, and we still had extreme weather. So this is just the new modern witchcraft. They're literally claiming you can vote yourself better weather at the ballot box.
Well, bottom line, I mean, you're speaking of Biden-Obama. What did the team do about climate change other than get us involved with some goofy Paris Accord that was going to just ravage ravage the American economy all the more. And ever since we've been out of it, of course, you know, Mark, better than I do, is America has been and continues to be the leader when it comes to, responsible stewardship.
Which brings up the whole point. If we actually face some kind of man-made climate emergency, which we don't, and the science is, not only is it not there, it's been bastardized, distorted. In the words of Al Gore, the UN reports are, quote, torqued up, unquote. How else, and this is in quotes, how else do you get the attention of policymakers? I mean, they admit that they turn this science into lobbying. But even if you faced a climate catastrophe, the last thing you'd want to do is suppress economic growth, and crush the technology, innovation, free markets, which is exactly what the Green New Deal and the UN Paris Agreement are designed to do. What you would want to do is exactly what we have been doing. Become a technological leader, come up with technological solutions like fracking, gets us off coal, and actually it makes energy availability go through the roof, at the same time lowering not just emissions of carbon dioxide, which is a harmless trace essential gas in the atmosphere, but actual pollutants that people don't want to breathe in. And so it is a win-win. With the way you would tackle a climate emergency is through free markets, prosperity, innovation, the exact opposite of the UN Paris Pact and the Green New Deal.
When has any of the proposals that the UN and the ilk of Al Gore and others, when have they proven effective?
Well, that's a great question. I have a special report at Climate Depot, and here's the gist of it. In 2015, when they signed the Paris Agreement, and then when they agreed to it, and then John Kerry showed up with his granddaughter at the signing to talk about how important, we had everyone from Al Gore to President Obama to John Kerry to Joe Biden just praising this. We've done it. We've solved it. No one said it could be done. Champagne toast, people cheering, whole documentaries, movies made about the moment that the world climate crisis was confronted. Within a year or two after that, guess what? All of that champagne, all the celebration, meaningless. They're now saying that the Paris Agreement was woeful, inept, can't possibly solve it, and we need a whole new round of treaties. And they're back on the whole thing. We face a climate emergency unless we do something about it. Every time we try to, quote, do something about it, they come up with more and more draconian rules. We end up, in terms of the Democrat president, they agree to it. And then what happens? It doesn't matter. It's never enough. They just keep moving the bar. So you can agree to shut down and go back to the, caveman huts, and they're still going to say we need to do more, because it's not about actually achieving any kind of climate or emission goal. It's about giving them more and more power. The UN is the only body internationally on this that it appoints itself the arbiter of the science. It gets to tell you whether CO2
exactly.
is causing an emergency.
We got to hit the pause button. Mark, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Mark Morano after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT.
one hit. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano continues with this number one ranked climate contrarian in the media. This according to a 2019 study in the journal Nature. He is a executive editor, chief correspondent for climatedepot.com. Mark, sorry I had to cut you off there because we had to go to break, but I want you to pick up.
Well, Bill, let me just sum up so people understand where the science comes forward on this. The United Nations was formed in 1988 to look at whether CO2 caused a climate catastrophe. They have every incentive to say that it does. If they fail to say CO2 is causing a climate crisis, they fail to have a reason to exist, their climate panel. So what they do is they come up with the problem, they make it sound very dire in the words of Al Gore, they torque it up, and then here's the kicker, they're also in charge of the solution. They get to have United Nations climate treaties, and beginning way back in the 90s, you had the Earth Summit, the Rio Earth Summit, then you had the Kyoto Protocol, all these different climate treaties, and you had the Copenhagen that they tried to do in 2009. They get to come up with the problem. They get to be in charge of the solution. It's a win-win for them all around. And they also get to be in charge of the climate aid that people want, the hundreds of billions of dollars that are going to flow through the UN and its bureaucracies to go, and they'll be like this Bengali of the universe determining who gets the money, how much. And it ultimately will go, interestingly enough, the African nations have the highest delegation numbers at these UN summits. That's because they know that the guilt of the developed nations are going to, under the form of climate justice, redistribute wealth to the African countries. Now, it's not actually going to the countries, it's going to the African leaders. And this is what builds monuments, ensures people staying in power. This is how they get it. They're paying off poor, undeveloped countries to essentially stay poor for cheap cash now so that they can achieve their climate goals. And it's a new form of colonialism. But again, the UN is corrupt through and through on this. It's a self-interested lobbying organization. This is what they do. And the media is more than happy to help them lobby for climate crisis and climate solutions with the UN in charge.
Mark, you were just talking about climate justice, and it just seems that all roads lead to the redistribution of wealth in some form or another, whether it is America as a country or individual families within America. It's let's take from the rich and give to the poor. Is that the dynamic that's playing out here?
Yes, it's an anti-capitalist, pro-socialist, globalist movement. They're open about this. The vice chair of the United Nations climate panel said this is about wealth redistribution. This is not an environmental or climate policy when he was talking about the UN climate treaties, that we will redistribute wealth by climate policy. Multiple architects of the Green New Deal, top advisors to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have said this is not a climate thing. This is a change the whole government thing. They are using the climate scare, the alleged climate emergency, as a way to literally transform American society. And the former UN chief, Cristina Figueres, actually said, quote, "We seek a centralized transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different," unquote. So this is their goal. It's not just about redistribution. It's beyond that. This is about micro, in the words of former Czech president Václav Klaus, who grew up under the Soviet domination of Czechoslovakia, and he was a dissident. He said that this is masterminding from above, that they had defeated this with the old Soviet Empire, and now it's come back in what he called ambitious environmentalism. It's the new face of the creeping totalitarianism that we fought so successfully in the 20th century. It's back in the 21st century.
Well, that was interesting because you talked also in terms of this new form of colonialism. Interesting. I mean, you've got the colonies, the poor countries that are playing the role that they need to play. And, of course, you've got to have the conqueror. And in this case, it's the United Nations. It's amazing the monster that has been created within the United Nations.
It is. And you know who we have to thank? Not the environmentalists, not Democratic presidents. We have George H.W. Bush to thank for it. In 1992, he insisted on going to the Rio Earth Summit to appear nice and green so the media would get off of his back and to show that he cared. Well, he authorized at the Earth Summit the whole United Nations climate process, committed the United States to it. This is why for the last, 28 years, the United States has been mired in this mess, that finally Donald Trump, and it'll be official this November, of course we don't know how the election's going to go, we'll be finally out of that process. But that is one of the biggest problems that we faced. It got us into this whole mess where we rubber stamped and funded each UN report. And this has led to the Green New Deal. This led to Obama's climate agenda, because the United Nations science, as corrupt as it is, is the basis for all of these energy policies, which are driving up the cost and which are also causing blackouts in California. You ban energy that works, fossil fuels, and mandate energy not ready to work.
Well, fortunately, we have logic and reality that's fighting the forces. And though you can fool some of the people some of the time, you can't fool all the people all the time. And you think about this, Mark, as you lay this out, what George H.W. Bush brought to America. I mean, you talk about a Trojan horse. I mean, this has been almost 40 years later, and how the slow creep of progressivism works. And they play the long ball, don't they? The long game.
Oh, they do. And they're winning. I mean, I hate to say it. They are winning currently. Now, Trump has been great. However, Trump had a few shortcomings. He has not challenged the scientific basis for the premise. He had a chance. President Trump had Will Happer, 200 peer-reviewed studies, considered the foremost expert scientist on his staff on the greenhouse effect. He was willing to put together several dozen dissenting scientists and do a federal climate report. Trump okayed it, but all the advisors around Trump stopped it, delayed it, and then they convinced Trump to wait till after the election, which means it's probably not going to happen. But we had an opportunity for the first time to challenge head on the entire premise of the climate scare, and Trump administration was not able to get it done. That's point one. And point two is they have just been slaughtering in terms of state by state, in terms of cities, in terms of localities. They are just taking over the agenda, the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda, the United Nations targets, renewable energy mandates. It's taken over America from the ground up. We're seeing the fruits of it in California. And we need serious pushback. They're indoctrinating our kids. Our movie, which is, by the way, climatehustle2.com, September 24th, a live event, 8 p.m. We actually go through and show how kids have been indoctrinated from kindergarten through college, and they're recruiting school children in elementary school now as part of federal lawsuits to sue the government so that the government will act on climate. That's how corrupt, and that's how much we're losing currently this whole climate battle.
Without a doubt, and as you say, President Trump, and if Biden is to be elected president, how much will go away here? Just in terms of, you know, the pushback against this climate injustice and this movement that's going on. I mean, at that point, I mean, we're already at a tipping point. I think we're pretty well done. You can put a fork in us, right?
Well, that's a good question. If Biden wins, all the architects of this, from Bernie Sanders to AOC's people, they're going to be in charge. They're going to be running the climate environment. The Green New Deal is reality. Regardless, and as you said, we have science and facts and logic. None of that matters in Washington at this point. None of that matters in most of the country. It's all emotion and reason. In the movie, we have a profile 60-minute segment where they actually interview kids who claim that they stuck their ankle in climate change. A girl teenager lived in Louisiana. Her house was flooded. She woke up, her foot got wet, and therefore she put her foot in an ankle in climate change. And this is the emotion. Climate change flooded my house. And so they're doing lawsuits. So it's very hard to argue against this kind of emotionalism. People don't care about the facts.
Well, and that's the problem. When you have emotion leading the day, facts are out the door. They don't want to hear about numbers. They don't want to hear about the things that the scientists who know better, who are just sitting there just shaking their heads, they can't believe what's happening to them. But the fact of the matter is, and this has been going on, you and I have talked about it, this has been going on for decades now, is the scientists who are bringing the truth, they've been all but canceled. They've been kicked out of academia. They've been marginalized. And, you know, the control of the narrative has been put into the hands of these climate hustlers.
And we're seeing the same thing with the COVID lockdowns. Any scientist, epidemiologist, even ones from Stanford with Nobel Prize credentials, they are silenced, shut down, and put away if you speak out against whatever the consensus. This, you know, and I have a whole, the movie opens, by the way, this movie, September 24th, Climate Hustle 2, 8 p.m., the movie opens about the COVID lockdowns morphing into the climate lockdowns.
It's
the same exact thing we're seeing. Whatever science has become, government-funded science is another branch of the government at this point, and they've turned science into a lobbying tool. That's the state of America right now.
Well, it's not only a lobby, it's been weaponized. That's what's happening, and for well-meaning people that just want to live a life of peace and be about their business and support their families, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're fighting so many wars on so many different fronts, Mark. You know, how does an everyday American, how do we deal with this?
That's a very good question. Well, the first thing, climatehustle2.com, we're going to give you the facts, information, and hopefully it'll be entertaining. We go through, I mean, this is real. We have NYU professors talking about shrinking human beings and genetically modifying them so they'll have smaller carbon footprints. They're talking about a meat patch that you put on your arm, like a nicotine patch, to make you not want to eat meat because meat is not climate friendly. So first of all, you need to educate yourself. Second of all, you need to realize what we're up against and fight it at every level. This totalitarian, no dissent attitude on climate has to stop. They've got to allow this. And you have to fight it on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter. All of these are suppressing any dissenting voices. So people need to fight back on every level and give their local politicians the courage to stand up to this agenda.
And where can they go for more information, Mark?
You go to climatehustle2.com. And at 8 o'clock, September 24th, it's a global release on Thursday night, September 24th. So wherever time zone you're in, it's 8 o'clock.
You got it. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.